This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2010. Tonight, Presidential Comment, a headquarters report, Waro News, and on the international scene.
Five new ham radio satellites are now in space, and a new form of diode could revolutionize the future of electronic design.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Auckland. As always, leading the broadcast, Presidential Comment. From New Plymouth, here's our President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. There will be a list of amendments for the current core book distributed with break-in during December. Lorne Douglas, the core book compiler, Don Wallace, our administration liaison officer, and Phil King, one of your councillors, have been working with RSM to resolve the difficulties that were experienced. RSM have stated, quote, "Whatever the cause of the problem, we apologise for the omission of a number of call signs. The mistake was ours and not that of NZART." End quote. RSM are currently looking into what caused the problem so that future call books will be much more accurate. The work that has gone into this project is just one of the many tasks that are going on in the background to make your hobby more enjoyable. We should all be extremely grateful to those who are prepared to give up their valuable time and ability to benefit us all. Also, a reminder that there is only a month left in which to send remits plus nominations for council and president to headquarters. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy, the president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. And tonight, notes from FinTag concerning MED license renewals. The majority of beacon, link and repeater licenses are due for renewal before the end of November. Our thanks go to all branches who renewed early to avoid the last-minute rush. At close of business on Friday the 26th of November, NZART headquarters had not received license fee payments from the following branches: 29 North Shore, 35 South Otago, 49 Westland, 62 Reefton Buller, and 75 Queenstown. 2 days remain before the MED smart system starts cancelling licences due to non-payment. The MED fee for reinstating licences lost through non-payment is more than $400. For payment details, please contact FinTag at the email address listed on page 1-2 of the core book. NZARD. It's a national event to be held annually from 10 a.m. until midday on the third Saturday of January. It provides a great opportunity for every NZART branch and radio club to spend just a few hours promoting our hobby to the public. Highlight Saturday the 15th of January 2011 on your calendar. What is your branch doing for NZARD? Full details about New Zealand's Amateur Radio Day can be found on the NZART webpage. To Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. First of all, I have a special request to make on behalf of the 2010 Auckland Conference Committee. The amateur radio calendar sold well at the 2010 conference. In order to avoid a loss, the price has now been reduced and is hoped to end up at break-even, having provided a service to the amateur community. It is Christmas time, and calendars are a traditional gift. The price of each of these now is only $5, plus postage of up to $1.80 for three copies. The calendar now has only 6 months to run to the next conference. You never know, this may become a collector's item. Orders may be sent to Peter Loveridge, ZL1 UKG, at peterlove@ihug.co.nz or by phone to 09 377 3398. If you need this information in writing, please contact me at headquarters. To reiterate what our President Roy ZL2KH has advised regarding Corbrook, I would like to thank Lorne Douglas and Phil King for the huge number of hours they spent voluntarily to correct the erroneous data which appeared in the latest Corbrook. A CD-ROM of the updated information will be included with your next break-in. There will always be some entries that have not been amended. Most of the time, this is due largely to we amateurs not advising updated information to the right place. If you are receiving break-in to the correct address, rest assured I have your details correct. However, this information is not used to produce Corbrook. Lastly, the rebate for the 2011 subscriptions expires at the end of this month. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club gives notice of their annual junk sale to be held on Saturday the 5th of March 2011. The venue will be the Paengaroa Community Hall in Paengaroa. If you require further information, contact Sid Rose at L1LWR at telephone 07-533-1029, or you can email Sid at sid.rowe@extra.co.nz, sid.rowe@extra.co.nz, and that's row with an E. To international amateur radio news, and for an update, we join Frank Haz, KB4T, at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
A cluster of new ham radio satellites are now on orbit. Amateur Radio Newsline's Norm Seeley, KI7UP, has the latest on these new birds.
Five new satellites are in orbit, four are of interest to ham radio, and one has already been heard. Take a listen. That was Rax 1, as it was heard on 437-505 megahertz as it flew over Hawaii on Saturday, November 20th at about 600 local time. The burst of static you hear between the band noise is the 9600 baud Rax 1 transmitter. But Rax was not alone when it was launched into space at 0124 UT on November 20th. The other four birds are Fast Track 1, Sarah Lilly, transmitting on 437-345 MHz FM using the AX25 packet protocol at 1200 bits per second. Then there is Fast Track 2, Emma. Its 2-meter counterpart, downlinking on 145-825 MHz with the same mode and protocol as Fast Track 1. Next up is O Oreos. It's at 437-305 megahertz. Last but by no means least is Nanos LD2 that transmits a half a second beacon every 5 seconds on 437-275 megahertz. All of these new birds were sent into orbit on the Monotar 4 launch vehicle from the Kodiak Launch Complex in Alaska. All of these satellites are in a 400-mile high circular orbit. And let's not forget, some of these new ham radio satellites have their own web pages. You can find links to each on this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. With thanks to Ron, AH6RH, for providing the audio of Rax, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP, reporting on these new satellites right here from Scottsdale, Arizona.
More on the new satellites in future Amateur Radio Newsline reports. Researchers at Oregon State University have solved a fundamental problem in material science that has eluded researchers since the 1960s, one that could form the basis of a new approach in electronic designs. The discovery just reported online in the professional journal Advanced Materials outlines the creation for the first time of a new high-performance metal insulator metal diode. Creation of such a device could change modern electronics. This is because these so-called next-generation diodes, previously made with other approaches, always had poor yield and substandard performance. As one of the basic components of electronics, diodes are an important part in all future circuit designs. You can read more about this fascinating discovery online at tinyurl.com/28TQQZM. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W2SNM repeater, serving the Big Apple from the heart of New York City. In DX, word that G3PJT will be active stroke J6 from the northeast corner of St. Lucia between March 8th and the 15th. His activity will be holiday style, using an Elecraft K2 transceiver with vertical antennas. QSL direct to G3PTJ. OH1VR will be active from Chatham Island as ZL7VR through November 29th. His operation will be on all of the high-frequency bands and will also include the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest on November 27th and 28th. QSL via OH1VR. And lastly, the trio of VK3KH, VK4UH, and VK3XPD are returning to Norfolk Island after their inaugural VHF, UHF, and microwave band de-expedition of last summer. The dates for the next outing are the 7th to the 21st of January. The prime focus this time is for those elusive microwave QSOs on 2.4 GHz through 10 GHz to Australia and New Zealand. The team will also carry gear for 6 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 1296 MHz. QSL as directed on the air. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Frank Haas, KB4T, in Holly Hill, Florida, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010. All rights reserved.
Thanks, Frank, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Wellington Region Expo 11 is to be held on Easter Saturday, the 23rd of April 2011, in conjunction with the VHF Convention at Tower College. Now, admission is $4. This includes a free drink and entry into the various raffle draws. Listen out for the raffle draws throughout the day by MCZL2BHF. This will be the 7th Wellington Region trading event for radio equipment. There'll be the usual trade displays, trade sales of new amateur equipment, and trading tables of used equipment. And of course, refreshments will be available. All inquiries for the table sale and bookings to Gavin Cross, ZL2TVM. Email ZL2HV at nzart.org.nz. For an update now on Wairau News, it's greetings and a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. It's occurred to me that many ham families travel over the summer holidays, and I thought some of you might like to know about Wairau Nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, Wairau's have a net on Sunday nights on the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. On weekdays, a Wairau group uses the 146625 repeater at 1900 hours. This repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there is the Nelson Amateur Girls Net for Wairau's held on Wednesday nights at 1930 hours on the 147025 repeater. I understand there are no Wairau nets operating in the Canterbury region at present, but North Canterbury Branch 68 welcomes visiting Wairau check-ins to their regular weekly net on Sundays at 2000 hours on 146975. I know that many Wairau's monitor the national system, and a call will hopefully result in another Wairau coming back. I would encourage Wairau's travelling to put out a call wherever they are, as there are often stations looking for a contact from a specific location to add to their list aimed at getting an award. Nelson Branch 26 recently held their annual barbecue and camping weekend, and 9 members of the Nelson Amateur Girls, or NAG, group were among the attendees. Sounds as though everyone had an enjoyable time. I'm happy to pass on notices of upcoming events involving licensed YLs on this broadcast, and my contact details are inside the front cover of any Warro magazine or the Warro page of the NZART core book. Lastly, here's an early notice for your 2011 calendar. The Warro Selma Super Contest will definitely be held next year, and the dates are April the 2nd and 3rd, 2011. That's all from Warro for November. Good night all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. The steering committee for next year's conference in Upper Hutt thank all those who have pre-registered and advise the winner of the Woxin KG UVDP1 dual-band VHF UHF transceiver, supplied as a prize by Foxtrot Communications, is Jeff Crawford, ZL1TOB. The results of this draw will also be published in your November-December issue of Break In. In this update, the conference committee advise that, to keep your registration fees and accommodation requirements as simple as possible, they'll be accepting bookings for both at the time of payment. Note that this accommodation booking service only applies if you're intending to stay on site at the Silverstream Retreat. If you intend to stay at other accommodation, then you will need to book and pay for that separately yourself. For more conference updates, keep an eye on HQ Info Line and Break In, and of course listen to this official broadcast over the coming months. You can contact the conference committee by post, UH Conference, 204 Plateau Road, Upper Hutt, 5018, or by email, uh.conference2011@gmail.com, uh.conference2011@gmail.com. Finally tonight, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Chairman. Good evening, everyone. We start from Fonger AM to Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART. Their next meeting will be the annual general meeting, to be held at their club rooms in Heritage Park on Wednesday the 1st of December at 7:30pm. And just advance notice of the club's first activity for 2011, which will be a barbecue at the club rooms on Wednesday the 5th of January. From the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29, North Shore NZART. Their next meeting will be on Monday the 6th of December. This will be the Christmas social. From Ham Hum, newsletter of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, Branch 12 NZART. The annual end-of-year barbecue will be held at the club rooms in Seddon Road on Saturday the 4th of December, starting 11am. Bring your own eats or whatever you want on the barbecue, and anything else you'd like to have or share. Some drinks, breads and salads will be provided. The next Napier Branch 25 meeting will be held on Wednesday the 1st of December at the clubroom starting 7:30pm. Warren ZL2AJ will give a presentation on the Auckland VHF Group's Klondike repeater station on the Bombay Hills. This will be the last meeting for 2010, and the next meeting will be on the 2nd of February 2011. From Tatahi Bay Amateur Radio Club, Branch 42 NZART. The branch Christmas dinner will be held on Saturday the 4th of December, which will be a barbecue held at the QTH of Ross, ZL2UAC. Start time is 5:30pm for a 6pm start at No. 8 Thomas Hook Street in Tawa. A variety of meat will be provided and cooked by Ross. Please bring with you any other items you want to eat. Oh, and something else to drink, of course. Finally, down to Christchurch Branch 05 NZART, which has its final meeting for the year on Wednesday the 1st of December, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms in Galbraith Avenue. The meeting will begin with the annual general meeting, followed by a festive social gathering. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Saturday the 5th of December. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the broadcast for November. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday before Christmas. That's Sunday the 19th of December. Sunday the 19th of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.